Let's get inside the Eagles rooms because we've got a special guest.
Yes, Carl, we've got Luke Shuey. Luke, back in the second spot, Derby 42 is all yours. I imagine this one feels pretty good.
Yeah, it does feel good. We've beaten the team on top of the ladder, so it's another good scalp for us. But, we've got another really good challenge next week, Bulldogs. So we'll enjoy the win. They're a very quality team. You've got to enjoy the wins. But once we wake up tomorrow, we'll move on and focus on next week.
7-1 in the first quarter, that really set you up for the win.
Yeah, we did, and we saw what a fast start can do for you. Last time we played them, they spanked us out of the blocks, so it was good to get the start we wanted, and probably at the other bookend, they come home really hard, so it was good that we set ourselves up.
I'll send you upstairs to Carl Langdon, Peter Bell and Adam Papalia.
Luke, terrific win, congratulations, fantastic result for the footy club. The ability of your defenders, I mean, Schofield comes off early in the second half, yet they still managed to get the job done. You must be so proud of that defensive unit.
We are, mate. They've worked extremely hard under Simo and Adrian Hickmont over the last few years, and obviously this year, faced with a bit of adversity, they've just kept answering and kept answering, and they had all the answers again today, so good to have them supporting us.
And Luke, your thoughts in the midfield as well? It was a pretty even performance from your guys rather than one or two guys standing out, but it seemed to hold you in really good stead.
Yeah, we're trying to share the load a bit. Obviously, the best teams find a way to do that. Obviously, Big Sandy had a really good day, so he was able to give first use to a few of their boys for a lot of the day. But, I thought our ruckman competed really well. Didn't make it easy for him. And, you got guys like Nat Fife and Lockie Neal. They are going to do their thing. But, we were able to nullify them for most of the day. But, still another really good challenge against another good midfield against the Dogs.
I'm sure you'll want to enjoy the win, and rightly so, but you take on another very, very good team next week, and what a 3 weeks it's been for you guys. I thought you were unlucky last week. You were brilliant today, but the Western Bulldogs are coming.
Yeah, they are. They pipped us round one, and not much has changed. They're still playing that exciting brand, hard at the footy, and we've got our work cut out for us, but we're looking forward to it.
Now, Josh Hill, he missed a goal, I think it was in the second quarter, from about 5 metres out.
He could have kicked that, Luke.
Has he saved himself a fine by getting up to win the Glendening medal?
Absolutely not, nah. And I think he's going to be wearing that Roscoe until about Wednesday, I reckon. So, he's played a really good game today. He didn't play last week, but he came in fresh today, and he's been terrific for us all year. So it's good for him to have a little personal reward.
Now, how many big blokes are left to maybe come into the side if, and I'm saying if, Will Schofield doesn't come up? Because no McGovern, maybe if Will doesn't come up, is Nick going to be back next week? Hopefully he will be. So Callum Sinclair might be in defence.
Yeah, look, I'd say Nick will be back next week. Our two rucks have been doing terrific the last 2 weeks. At 182 centimetres, I might have to go back and play on Cramery or Stringer. But,
what about Redpath?
Yeah, I'll back myself in. look, the boys have done well all year, covered losses, and we like to think we're playing a really, really good system where we can cover each other. So we'll see how we go.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Carl.